Enjoy life, learn something new, explore, and have some fun with someone who's been a huge part of defining the Arizona lifestyle. This is Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
And welcome to Dishing It Up. We are in the thick of the holidays right now, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Today, it's all about the food, right? I mean, we've got company coming in, we're baking Christmas cookies, we're thinking about what we're going to have for our holiday feast. So today, we're going to be talking with quite a few restaurants that are offering some really neat holiday fare. And we're also going to talk about, you know, what the stress of the holidays can do to our vibrant skin and our body and our health. So we've got you covered all the way around. But I want to start the show with something that is so nurturing, so comforting, and so perfect for this time of year. Actually, soup is perfect for any time of year. But I've been making homemade chicken soup for many, many, many years. And I'm kind of obsessed with figuring out how to make the perfect chicken soup every time. And so I've been working on it recently, and I think I've come up with the closest to the best chicken soup I've made. And I had to bring it in. I've got my late lunch buddy Luke here with me. Luke, I brought you some homemade chicken soup because I'm actually really proud of this.
Well, it's very good, and it is, I mean, it's the perfect time of year for soup. It's a little cold outside, not as cold as other parts of the country here, but still, it can be a little chilly.
Yep.
You want a warm bowl of soup in the winter.
And you know what? I know a lot of people that actually eat soup all summer long, too. It's just people that love soup 24/7.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
I don't like soup. I'm one of those people, and I don't dislike soup, but I would never make soup. I would never order soup.
Wait. I should have called you to warn you that I was bringing
soup.
No,
and that's not to say I don't like soup. I do like chicken soup and I like this, but I'm just not, soup is never going to be what I'm going to. It's the Seinfeld episode. I don't think soup is a meal. Soup is not a meal. If we're having it before something else, okay.
So this soup is a meal.
This is hearty soup. I'll say that.
It is. It absolutely is. Well, maybe I can turn you into a soup lover. I don't know.
I mean, and again, I'm going to say I don't dislike soup. Soup's just not my first choice. But there are times of year when it's like, you know what? What you want is something warm. You want something that's easy to eat. You want something that's easy to make, too.
Right.
You can just throw stuff in a pot and cook it.
Right.
And soup does that for you.
Yeah, chicken soup is the original one-pot wonder.
Exactly.
You're doing pretty good over there. That bowl is getting empty pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah. What do I know? Apparently, I love soup.
Well, I think chicken soup is one of those recipes that I think everybody should have in their recipe arsenal. And I'm going to tell you how I make mine these days. I used to throw the chicken parts in a big pot with all my veggies and fill it with water.
Stock.
Yes, I would make it from fresh stock. But what I'm doing with my chicken soup now is I will use the vegetables. So I've got a big sweet yellow onion.
Mm-hmm.
I've got celery. I've got carrots. And I've got two surprise vegetables. I've got one big parsnip and one big rutabaga. And I learned that from making matzo ball soup.
Okay.
You're tasting it and you're saying, this soup is really sweet. It almost tastes like there's sugar in it. It's the vegetables. It's the root vegetables.
The starches.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only surprise. What I do is with the onion, instead of throwing it in the pot, I rough chop it. I saute the onion with the chicken. I use chicken thighs,
uh-huh.
Skinless, boneless. I saute the onion with the chicken thighs for about 15 or 20 minutes until that onion becomes caramelized. There's your sweetness. There's your natural sweetness. And it gives the chicken a whole new flavor. It gives the onions a whole new flavor. 15 minutes later, you throw that in the pot, and then you put all your veggies in. The other thing that I do besides chicken thighs is I go and hunt for parts. I want chicken necks or turkey necks.
Uh-huh.
Right now you're going to find the parts, you know, the backs.
Yeah, perfect time for
that. The backs, the necks, the wings, anything with bones. I throw those in too. But the secret is sauteing that onion with the chicken first getting that all beautifully flavored, and then you throw that in the pot. I swear that's what makes the difference.
And it is. The natural sweetness is a good way to describe it, because there is some sweetness in there. It's kind of like a mellow flavor, but it doesn't feel artificial. It doesn't feel like you dump sugar in there or something like that.
Exactly. And no salt. I use not one speck of salt in this soup, because what I do is, instead of filling the pot with water, I will use 1 quart of chicken broth. And then I will fill the rest with water. So it gives it a bit of a chicken base. And then I have fallen in love with these bouillon, this soup base called Better Than Bouillon. You see it in the store. You can get beef, vegetables, seafood, chicken. I put a tablespoon of that soup base in there, and that just rounds out all the flavors. And the last thing I do is I throw in 3 bay leaves. I've always put bay leaves in there. I don't know exactly what it does to the flavor, but I just can't do it without it.
Yeah. There's some ingredients like that where just if it works, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it. So here we go. So we've got two or three pounds of chicken thighs, a couple pounds of the turkey or chicken backs, necks, wings, whatever you can find, great big sweet yellow onion, rough chopped. Then you've got 3 carrots, 3 celery stalks. Oh, leeks. I have to tell you, I put leeks in there.
What makes I like leeks a lot. They're underrated.
Well, they are underrated, and that's what also brings the sweetness to the soup. So, so then 1 parsnip, 1 rutabaga, and then the quart of chicken broth, my tablespoon of Better Than Bouillon, and you let that thing simmer for a couple of hours. When you're done, pull it all apart, strain the broth, strain the fat off, chop the, you know, you can shred the chicken, chop up the carrots, whatever you want, get rid of the rest, and you've got a beautiful broth. And then the last thing you do, if you want, is add a little bit of pastina. So you can use orzo pasta, or there's something in the store called acina de pepe, which is tiny little beads. You've seen them.
Yes,
tiny little
uh-huh.
beads of pasta.
Kind of look like couscous.
Yeah, exactly. And that doesn't overwhelm the chicken broth as well.
Yeah, and those are good, especially for soups, just because you can get it in the spoon, and
yes.
it's not going to be big. I personally like egg noodles in some soup, but that comes with kind of a liability of this spoonful can be kind of hard to get in your mouth.
Yep.
It can be kind of hard to get a little bit of everything. So the small pasta works great for that.
Well, good. All right. So there, Luke, soup for you.
Soup for me, and is good.
Thank you. And I've got
it's a winner.
I've got a video and a recipe for you on my website at jandiatri.com. That's jandatri.com. Also on my Facebook page. Now listen, if you make this recipe and you follow my instructions, you will have the perfect chicken soup all December and January and February and March and on all year long. All right, when we come back, more food for you on Dishing It Up.